Good morning. It is Wednesday, January 15th, a day after the Roswell community was torn apart by what is becoming too common of an occurrence on American public school campuses, another school-related shooting. Citizens gathered last night for a prayer vigil at the Roswell Convention and Civic Center to begin the healing process from the shooting at the Barreto Middle School just before school began yesterday. Now, a day later, after a 12-year-old boy opened fire on two of his classmates, a 12-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl in a packed Barreto Middle School gym, citizens here in Roswell are hoping police will provide answers to their questions. New Mexico Police Chief Pete Casetas addressed the media in a press conference on search warrants that have been issued to search the shooter's home.
I can confirm the first statement that we're serving a search warrant on the individual's home. Cannot confirm the second part. I can only confirm that he's in our custody still and we're working through that process. It's not that I can't tell you or I won't tell you, you just don't know that we're not there yet.
Casetas also confirmed the weapon used in the shooting.
We've confirmed that it is a 20-gauge shotgun. The wood stock was sawed off and it was contained in a bag. There have been many questions as to how someone could get a shotgun into a school. We believe that it was concealed where no one could see it.
When asked about a motive for the shooting, Casetas could not say why. However,
I can talk about, and I spoke to it earlier, that we believe we have the individual responsible for this. And I don't want anybody going away thinking, are there others involved? We're still working through, of course, many interviews. We believe that the individual that pulled the trigger tonight is in custody.
He is, though, secured in an unidentified location. Casetas also credited a history teacher for convincing the shooter to give him the shotgun. It was an act of courage that may have prevented the situation from being a whole lot worse. Chaffetz County Sheriff Rob Kuhn, who was at the press conference, reported that his officers conduct active shooting programs at public and private schools. And it came into play yesterday.
I think without this class, there might have been some problems. But the teachers and the staff out there did everything they were supposed to do. Nobody else hurt.
The students who were shot are in stable to critical condition this morning in Lubbock. Both were flown out immediately after the shooting. It is the policy of KBIM Radio News not to release the name of the victims because of their age. However, Governor Susana Martinez, who came to Roswell on Tuesday, did give an update on their conditions and address one of them by her name.
Kendall Sanders has come out of surgery and her condition has been upgraded to stable and she is recovering. Out of the respect and request of the family of the second child, we will not be disclosing the name. He was injured more severely than Kendall and his condition is still listed as critical. He suffered injuries to the side of his face and his neck.
Roswell Independent School District Superintendent Tom Burris, who called for the implementation of the active shooting program at RISD campuses, was still in a somewhat state of shock when he addressed the media last night.
I remember the police officer saying, "You never think it'll happen to you, and it will." And so it has. I've had some of those guys that I trained with, they've already called me today, and some real important people in my career that have called and to offer assistance, and it's just, this is the worst situation for a superintendent to ever be in.
The school district then contacted every available counseling agency so they can help handle of what is sure to be an influx of counseling cases as the result of the shooting. Carrie Lee Cloutier, the CEO of Chaffetz County CASA, a child advocacy agency, reported that their counselors and canines trained for this type of situations are ready and willing to aid a helping hand.
I'm really so proud of our community here in Roswell and the mental health professionals that have all really just formed a team to be here for the families. The CASA program and their courthouse dogs have been working with the students and the witnesses from the beginning. In fact, one of our dogs is in Lubbock right now with the victims.
And how are the dogs used in situations like this?
No, they are very highly trained facility dogs that are work to reduce the cortisol in the stress that happens in the brain. And so it helps reduce and even eliminate much of the PTSD that can happen with these kids.
With every hour that went by and the community still very shaken by the shooting, pastors and clergy across town called for a community prayer vigil last night at the convention center. Troy Smotherman, the senior pastor of Church on the Move, helped lead the vigil, and he believes that starting the healing process will bring this community together.
An opportunity to pray together and love each other and just receive the love of God, man. And, God heals hearts. He heals deeper places than what man can. And so it always gives God an opportunity and us to come together as a community to honor God and to love each other. It's exactly what he said to do.
Smotherman also said that the community needs to pray for the 12-year-old boy who shot his classmates. Ironically, the boy and his parents live next door to Smotherman.
They're a good family, man, and our hearts go out to them, but our hearts are with the victims, too. I know their hearts. I know the Campbell family's praying for the victims, and I know they are, and I know their hearts are with them, too.
Reality comes face-to-face with the Berendo Middle School students who are scheduled to go back to school on Thursday. This student, who was at the vigil, is still very uncertain about the whole situation.
I feel creeped out, still going to be kind of freaked out, but it'll still be okay because we don't know what happened with him. We don't know if he was, like, feels bulliness, what happened in his heart.
And state police are investigating that possibility that the boy posted on a social website about something happening at the school on Monday. But the school was closed on Monday because of a main water break. Then the unthinkable happened on Tuesday when 500 or so students were crammed inside the gymnasium because of the freezing temperatures outside. Shortly thereafter, the shooting occurred. State police will hold another press conference at Berendo Middle School later today, and RISD will meet with students, parents, and teachers tonight at the Roswell Convention Center about plans to return the students back to school tomorrow. And of course, KBIM Radio News will bring you the latest on those events. For a complete wrap-up on the Berendo Middle School shooting, visit Facebook or go online at kbimradio.com. For KBIM Radio News, I'm Tom Aries.